back. They must have heard me through things this morning.
Okay.
Is your person here?
Oh, yeah, Bob's here.
So we can get started.
So we could start, but have you heard from the mayor? I would hate to have him think we're not interested in his being here.
Show up for him.
Not him, not his folks.
I saw Mustafa going into my office for snacks.
Ah.
So, it's not a good sign.
What snacks do you have?
Huh?
What snacks do you have?
We have some granola bars, some lemon heads, mints.
What's a lemon head?
I think they made
a lemon head. Like a little, oh, it's just a little yellow lemon-flavored ball.
Oh, okay. I think we'd call them lemon drops.
Yes, but this it's a brand.
Oh, okay.
Like a classic American candy.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it has a coating unlike lemon drops. You probably like them.
Yeah,
she loves
it's
lemon.
Just sugar from way back. So
yeah.
The sugar center that's hard, and it's surrounded by sour lemon sugar.
Yeah, so the outside's softer.
41 years I've been here, and I've never heard
of
a lemon
head. I can't believe that.
Oh,
well, you'll have to try one.
Hook you up.
Yeah.
I don't know, that sounds horrible.
Similar era of Red Hots and Boston baked beans, candies.
So, caller, we'll just go ahead and get started. I'll call the afternoon session, March 4th, 2020 session to order. Caller, we had moved an agenda item from this morning to this afternoon. Oh, yes, let's call the roll first. See who's here.
Mm-hmm. Fritz.
Here.
Udaly.
Here.
Wheeler. Hardesty.
Here.
Do you want to read the council rules first?
Yes, if you'd like to read an abbreviated version. I think we have well-behaved people in the audience now, so a very short, sweet, to the point one would be great.
I'll shorten it real quick. Welcome to Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets through the city's business. To participate in council meetings, you need to sign up in advance outside. When you do participate, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. And please disclose if you're a lobbyist or if you're representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer will determine the length of testimony. It's generally 3 minutes unless otherwise set. Please remain seated in council chambers unless you're entering or exiting.
First.
And if you're filming the proceeding, please do not use bright lights or disrupt the meeting. Disruptive conduct such as shouting or interrupting testimony of council deliberations will not be allowed. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Good job.
Good. Good afternoon, everyone. Carla, could you please call item 192 from this morning? We moved it to the afternoon schedule.
Mm-hmm. Authorize a support and maintenance gap contract with VersaTerm, Inc. for the computer-aided dispatch system used by the Bureau of Emergency Communications, not to exceed $2 million.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. We have here Bob Cossey, who is the director of the Bureau of Emergency Communication, to explain the need for this update and what the next steps are. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. I'm Bob Causey, Director of Bureau of Emergency Communications. I'm here today to request approval authorizing a support and maintenance gap contract with VersaTerm Incorporated for the computer-aided dispatch, or known as our CAD system, used by our Bureau. The original contract with VersaTerm for implementation, licensing, and support is expired. It expired July 3rd of 2019. BOEC asked the procurement office to draft a 5-year contract with 1-year renewal options for a maximum of 10 years for licensing and support only. Procurement recommended this gap contract to allow ample time to negotiate the new contract with VersaTerm. The procurement office anticipates some back and forth negotiations, and this contract allows BOEC to maintain support in the interim. The requested amount is $2 million, which will cover up to 2 years of support and allow for implementation of new interfaces with the CAD system that have already been budgeted, such as ProQA, which is our new medical and fire triage, as well as a logging recorder upgrade and alarm call processing protocol. These VersaTerm costs are already budgeted, and the vendor has continued, even though the contract is expired, they've continued to offer the same level of support. There is no change in anticipated expenses. Upon completion of the new master contract, BOEC will return to City Council with a new ordinance for approval. Do you have any questions?
Well done.
Any questions, colleagues? Public testimony on this item?
I show three people signed up. Ashton Simpson, A. Sangesi, and Casey Park. Okay, the next one's a report. We don't have sign-up sheets for reports, so. They signed up on a wrong item.
Okay. Very good. This is an emergency ordinance. If there's no further discussion, please call the roll.
Fritz.
I'm feeling quite old because I got the initial VersaTerm contract settled in my first 6 months in office. So it's really nice to see that it has, it was delivered on time, under budget, and it works. And we're very happy that we don't have to change to another CAD system again. So I would, we've been very happy with VersaTerm. They've been a good vendor and have provided a lot of good support. And so I'm very much in favor of continuing to collaborate with them. Aye.
Hardesty.
I want to thank you very much, Director Cossey. I am also excited that we are continuing this contract as we prepare to start training around ProQA. It's important that our system works, and thank you for understanding that the procurement process isn't as quick as some of us would like it to be sometimes. And so it's always good to have some wiggle room as we're moving from one contract to another. I vote aye.
You, Daly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you, Director. Next.